Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the Coach LaLisa Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. Awesome, awesome morning. I am so glad to finally get through. I have been undergoing a few technical difficulties, but you know what? We have prevailed. We have gotten through, and I have some good information to share with you this morning. I definitely want to wish everybody, each and every person, a very, very, very Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays, Happy Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, whatever you are celebrating. God bless you, and it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful time. Have a wonderful time with your family, your friends, your neighbors, whomever you are, just being alone. You know, some of us just are glad for the time alone. Well, we are so glad that you are pumped up and motivated and tuned into this show, because this is a show about motivation. You know what? I have learned over my lifetime that the moment I got motivated, every single thing changed for me. And, you know, there was a time, even though I didn't know how motivated I was, it was some of the things that I was doing that were leading to a negative end or a destructive end. I was motivated to do that. You know, I was motivated to skip class and end up dropping out of school. I was motivated to be involved in a lot of relationships, and all of those things that I was doing in the relationship turned out incorrect. I was very motivated to foolishly spend my money and then end up one day penniless. But thank God that I learned that motivation doesn't have a direction. It is just a force. Motivation is just a force. It doesn't tell you to go north, south, east, or west, or right, or wrong. Motivation just simply moves you. And we want to look at, you know, we're going to be talking about over the coming year, we're going to be talking about moving. And that's what motivation is, that force that gets you to move. Because we're going to be talking about achieving your dream for your life. What is it that you dream for your life? And, you know, your dreams, I tell students even, your dream ought to be so big that you'll never get bored. If you're bored, really what you're saying is that your dream isn't big enough. I mean, I look at myself. I never get bored. I'm always doing something. Why? Because my dream is so big. Or as we say in the artist family, our why is so big. It's the same thing. Your why, your dream, it's the same. Just a different way of looking at it. But your dream ought to be big. Whether you, you know, if your dream is to become a doctor, that's not big enough. A big dream would be, you know, I want to become a doctor and, you know, solve the cure for cancer, or find a cure for cancer, or find a cure for scoliosis, or what have you. You know, your dream has to be humongous. You may say, well, I want to be a teacher. That's a great dream. That's a wonderful dream, but that's not big enough. You know, you could add to that dream and say, okay, I want to be a teacher, and I want to serve, you know, every school with a new concept or a new way of teaching. You know, I want to create a new way of teaching. And so that's what I'm going to be teaching on, is how to make our dreams have to be bigger than our own life. And I believe I was talking to a young woman once. She's involved with AA. And she said that, I believe she said that's one of the tactics that they use to get people out of addiction, out of alcohol addiction. Now think about it. Some of these people have been stuck in addiction for years and years and years. Well, one of the ways to get them out is to get them to look at there's something so much bigger than what you're going through and then who you think you are. And so I'm calling that our dream. Let our dream, what we feel our purpose in life is has to be very, 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 very large, something that is, seems almost unachievable. You know, if you can achieve your dream in 1, 2, 3 easy steps, it's not big enough. It's not to say it's not a good dream, but it may not be big enough. And so that's what I'm going to be dealing with all next year. But to get us ready for that, now this show airs on Wednesday morning. And I know we had some technical difficulties this morning, but going forward, it will be airing on Wednesday mornings at 8 a.m. So definitely tune in each and every week. You don't want to miss, because every single week I'm going to be coaching you in another area that will put the puzzle, the overall puzzle, together for you to reach your dreams. And so what we're going to do next, so this being next to the last, this is almost the last week of the year. It's like a week and a day. And then this year is over. 2009 is done. It's over. You cannot get it back. 2009, no matter how much we wish it to come back, it won't come back. Next Wednesday, absolutely 2 days away from the very last day. Just there's Wednesday and there's Thursday, and that's it. When you wake up Friday, it will be January 1. It will be the year 2010. So what I want, another decade gone. The 2000s to the 2000 to 2009, gone. We're on to another decade. Now we're into 2010. And we have from 2010 to 2020 to see what do we want to accomplish in the next 10 years of our lives. What do you want to accomplish in the next 10 years of your life? Look back and think back to, you know, use some time this week and before next week to look at what you've accomplished in the last 10 years. Then you're going to look at what you've accomplished in the last 5 years, from 2005 till now. And then you're going to look at what you've accomplished in the last 1 year. Now, I'm going to do the show next week. I'm going to be talking about how to rectify some problems where we saw, over looking back over our life, that we didn't accomplish some of our dreams, because accomplishing dreams is not hard. It's not hard. However, anything in life can be hard when you don't know how to do it. You know, making macaroni and cheese was absolutely hard for me because I don't know how to make macaroni and cheese. Bake macaroni and cheese, that is. I know how to go to the store, get something in a box, and follow the instructions. But to get the good kind that people will actually eat, I don't know how to do that. You know, I don't know how to velvet cake. And so anything is hard when you don't know how to do it. And I remember it's the same thing happened to me in school with math. I thought algebra was the absolute hardest thing in the world. Geometry, trigonometry, it just took me a long time to even pronounce it. But growing up, I thought these were the absolute hardest things in the world to do. And it wasn't until I was age 32, sitting in junior college, and I learned in math that when you know how to do it, it's not hard. And when I went to junior college and I began to do math, as I was age 32, and I was in the lowest level math course they had in the junior college, they called them remedial classes, I was doing fractions. Do you know I got straight A's, and I went all the way to calculus, getting straight A's. I did trig, geometry, everything in between. I went to like three levels of calculus. And, you know, it was amazing. It was just that simple. Once you know how to do it, you can do it. And it was easy. It was so funny. Now, one of the tricks was I had to be shown how to do it. What I didn't know growing up was that when you don't know how to do something, somebody needs to show you how to do it. Now, I'm not saying who that person might be. It could be your parents. It may not be your parents. It may be a neighbor. It may be a family member that's distant. It may be a teacher, an instructor. It could be almost anyone, but I do want to share with you something before we do go off the air today. I want to talk about, just for a moment, something that I noticed in my own life for this year, was that I had missed some opportunities. And I want to ask you, how many opportunities did you miss in this past year? And that's what I'm going to be dealing with on next week, is some opportunities that we missed. And then when you tune in next week, I'm going to tell you the reasons why I feel that I missed some opportunities. And then I'm also going to talk about some solutions, some problems, so that we don't miss any opportunities in going into the new year. But for your homework assignment, what I want you to do is Look at what your dream was for the year. What kinds of goals did you have set? What did you accomplish? What did you not accomplish? And why? And when you come back next week, be ready with some questions. Sign into the chat room. Give me your comments, your questions. Again, the assignment is to write down what goals you had set for the year, the past 5 years, the past 10 years, what you accomplished, what you didn't accomplish, what your dream was, if you had a dream, if you didn't have a dream. And we're going to talk next week about these things, and then we'll also go into the new year dealing in more specific and going deeper into making your dreams come true. Well, this has been your host, Coach LaLisa Williams. So glad you tuned in today. I look forward to seeing you right back here next Wednesday, same time, same place, 8 o'clock in the morning, and we're going to deal with this. And this show has been designed to change your life. So we're going to change your life, and we want you to go out and change somebody else's life. Well, you have a blessed and an awesome day today.